come to the front row too. And just right here so you can see everything that's going on. I got some stuff on this table here. And you guys are thinking, what in the world's going on with the table? There's all kinds of stuff. You can sit on this side too. You can sit over here because you'll be able to see right there too. It's fine. Okay. So, Memorial Day actually wasn't even officially a day until 1971. So do you remember, we just watched the video about Memorial Day, right? And what is it about? Chad said it. This is a pretty easy test because Chad just said it. What is Memorial Day about? Okay. So the people that died serving in the armed forces to defend our country. Okay, so that's what it's about. So when they established the day, it was all about remembering. And there's certain things that we see when we're driving around Memorial Day. What do you see in Memorial Day? I know that there's two kids here that live in Duluth, and they see all kinds of stuff in Duluth that's about Memorial Day. What is there in Duluth, Christian, and I want that reminds you of that it's a Memorial Day? Okay, so they put crosses. I don't know if you've ever been to Duluth, but it's a cool thing that Duluth does every year. Line the streets with crosses, and there's flags, and then the names of the soldiers are on there, and it tells when they died, when they were born and when they died. And literally, if you look at them, it's like a stunning reminder of how young these guys actually were. So it's just a reminder, right? So when you see the flags, when you see the crosses, when you see things, it reminds you. Well, there's lots of things that remind us of stuff, right? So, like, when you see something, you think, oh, right away, okay, you remember. Okay, wow, I remember what that's about. So, I've got something here for you. And you can see all this stuff. It's kind of a... Let me tell you the first thing, okay? Have you ever seen me wearing shorts at church? Never. This is my first Sunday ever. Okay, so from here on out, from every year from here forward, on this day, on Memorial Sunday, I'm going to wear shorts, and it's going to remind you, oh, summer's starting. Okay, so every day you see me wear shorts, on the first time I wear shorts, and I don't know if I'm going to wear shorts anymore this summer, but this could be it. But every year from here on out, and you see me wearing shorts, you think, okay, must be Memorial Day, summer's starting, okay? So if you saw someone walking down the street, and they were carrying this, and they had this, and then they had this, and they were walking. Well, what would you think they were doing? Going to the beach. Who's going to the beach soon? Woo! I know. Listen, this is the best thing, going to the beach. And if you saw me carrying this around, either you'd think I was crazy, or there was a beach really close. Okay, so yeah, as soon as you see someone carrying an umbrella like this, and it's going to happen for me in about a month. And I'm going to carry this exact chair. I'm going to carry this exact umbrella and probably this towel. Because this is my towel. It's monogram. It's got my initials on it. If you see me carrying that, you know that there's a beach close. I'm probably carrying a book. And Lisa and I are heading down to the beach. Okay? Got another one. It's a little tougher. Okay? If you saw a pile of these. If you saw those. What would you think? What would you think we were going to do? Cornhole. Cornhole, exactly. Cornhole. So there's eight of them. There's four black ones, four tan ones. You think, okay, it's time to go play cornhole. Now, we don't have the boards here, but if you saw these, you'd automatically think, cornhole. You know? It's unmistakable. I mean, you're going to play basketball with these, Cody? That'd be tough. It doesn't bounce, but it's good for cornhole, right? Cornhole. Okay, what if you saw this? What would you think if you saw this? Birthday cake. And let me just ask you, let me ask the youngest person here, we'll say Ava. Ava, if you saw this cake with that many candles, how old do you think the person would be? You want to come up here and count them? How old would this person be? Who would this cake be for? Would it be for a 30-year-old? Nine. Is that right? No. Start here. Count again. You forgot where you started.
Yes. 8. Yep.
She forgot where she started the first time. 8. So that'd be for an 8-year-old. Good job. But actually, this is not for an 8-year-old. This is actually for a 32-year-old. This is actually a birthday cake for Roderick. But if you saw a birthday cake, if you saw this cake, now if you just saw a cake, you'd think, oh, it's just a cake. But as soon as you put these candles in, you immediately think, birthday cake, right? So it's things that remind us of stuff, okay? Now I got a tough one. This is the toughest of all to this point. The sad thing is that some of your parents may not even know what this is about. What if you saw this? It doesn't remind you of a church. If you say a church, I'm going to smack you in the face. Okay? And if you say the church, you're barred from coming here ever again. I'm kidding. Okay, so what is this? Well, it looks like a mountain. It is. But literally, what is this? Is this really a mountain, or what is it actually? A pile of rocks. But how many rocks? Who said that? That didn't sound like a kid. I know, but someone said 12, and it didn't sound like a kid that said 12. They're banned. Okay, so what would this mean if you saw that? Okay, so for instance, if you came over to my house and you saw that in the backyard, what would you think? 12 stone. Okay, see, he said it. Sorry, he's out. Kidding. Okay, but back in the Bible, okay, do you remember there was a story? Okay, but that wasn't 12 stones. How many stones was that? One. Well, he used one to kill him, but how many did he pick up? David, how many stones did he pick up? He picked up 5. But they were smooth stones, so that's a different story. Okay, so there's another story in the Bible. Okay, so let me tell you a brief story, okay? So, there was a group of people, a nation of people, that were called the Israelites, and God chose them to be a special people, okay? And they were slaves in Egypt. And God chose a man to go to Egypt and talk to the king of Egypt, who is called the Pharaoh, and say, hey, you got to let my people leave. They can't be slaves anymore. They need to go out of here to worship me. That's what God told Moses to say. Okay, so Moses goes to Egypt. He goes to the king, who's called the Pharaoh, and he says, hey, you got to let these people go. And he wouldn't do it. So God started doing all these kind of miracles and all these things that were called plagues, bad things. So God's doing all these bad things to the people in Egypt so that they would decide, oh, it's not worth it to have these people here. I got to let these people go. Okay, so do you remember any of those plagues? Do you remember the story? Do you remember any of the things that God did? Any of the disasters or plagues? Do you remember any of them? What's that? Okay, all the water in the country turned into blood. Kind of nasty. You wouldn't want to drink that. Wouldn't be refreshing. No. Okay, so it's a dip. You're combining two stories, but there were that God did provide them bread or manna, it was called. Remember, and they wake up every morning. It was manna, but that was later. But that was a miracle that God did, and it was during the same kind of story, the same story. Okay, so what were the other bad things? Do you remember?
Frogs
everywhere. Now we had that plague at our house, and Owen and I just took care of it yesterday. We had a plague of frogs near our front door. The frogs weren't so bad, but it was the residual effect of the frogs that was kind of nasty. And so Owen and I, we took that plague of frogs, and we put them all in a jar and took them out deep into the woods and released them there so they could live happily there, and then Lisa could live happily as well without the frogs right near our front door. Okay, so there was frogs. What were the other things? Do you remember? Remember there was the plague of lice. Have you ever had lice? Don't raise your hands because your parents will be embarrassed. Okay? But if you've ever had the lice, there are things that live on your head and they make you itch and you have to get a special comb and a special shampoo, not speaking from experience in any way. But they were everywhere. They covered people. They were on their faces and their mouth and on their eyes and they were everywhere. And God did it just to annoy the Egyptians so that they would let the people go. What were some other plagues? Do you remember? What's that? Bugs. Yeah. They were locusts. They were everywhere. Okay, so God sent all these plagues. So finally the kingdom of Egypt, the Pharaoh said, okay, you can go. After 10 things. And after God did another really, they had some really horrible experiences, let him go. So when they left Egypt, when he finally let the people go, there were millions of them, and they're all leaving Egypt, and God is leading them with this big giant pillar of fire, like this big column of fire, so they could know where to go. And then at night, he protected them with this cloud of fog that kind of came between them and the Egyptians. And then they come to this big sea, this big giant body of water, and they're stuck. But God parts the water. He pushes the water back, and they walk through the middle of the what was the water. Now it's dry land. They walk through the middle of that. Then they go into, well, we won't talk about the wilderness in 40 years, but whatever. Finally, God's helping them the whole way. Okay, he's giving them water out of a rock. He's feeding them with the manna every morning. They get up. He's doing all these miracles for them. And finally, they come to the last place, the last obstacle in their way from going where God wanted them to go, to their special land that he'd picked for them. And they come to this river called the Jordan River. And they're again, they're stuck. The Jordan River, the water is rushing down the Jordan River, and they need God to work another miracle. What's that? So, exactly. So when God parts the water of the Jordan River, just like he did with the Red Sea, God tells the guy who was leading them at that time, his name was Joshua, he said, Joshua, take 12 stones. He said, take them out of the middle of the river and take them to the place where you're going to camp tonight and set them up. So they were probably bigger than these. I mean, they were probably as big as a man could carry. And they took 12 guys, one from each tribe of the whole country. So basically it represented all the people. And they took these big giant stones and they set them up. And they set them up kind of like this. If you've seen the display at that church we're not going to talk about, they're really big. So when you see that, and the reason he did it was this. He said, when you see that, it's going to remind your kids. And when your kids say, when they see that, they're going to say, hey, Dad, Mom, what is that pile of stones? And what they were going to tell their kids was, this is, what's that? No, this is a different story. Good job. Lots of Bible stories here. He's just combining several. So anyway, so when they found out that when they see this pile of stones, they say, "Hey, Dad, Mom, what happened here? Why is this pile of stones stacked up?" They would say, "Well, this is the reason we stack these up is because God delivered us. He worked all these miracles on our behalf. He did all these things for us." And listen, there are things in our lives. There's things in your lives that can remind you of the way that God worked for you, way that God came through for you. It just reminds you of how much God loves you. And that's what these stones represent. So there's one more thing, okay? We have one more thing under the towel. One more thing. And this is really, I would say, maybe the beginning and the best Memorial Day. Pastor Chad actually talked about it in his prayer. He said this is really kind of the start of it. Now, we honor the soldiers, that's great on Memorial Day, but the one who paid the biggest price for us, the one who made it possible for us to be with God and in heaven forever and to have our sins forgiven, who was that? Jesus. Okay, Jesus. And what do we do to remember that? What do we do as a memorial to what Jesus did? Do you remember? What do we do? Jesus said, as often as you do this, you'll do it to remember me. We celebrate and we do it with communion. Communion, okay? So on this Memorial Day, when all the things we have here that help us to remember stuff, we want to remember most of all, what Jesus did. So we're going to receive communion together. And then I have one more surprise for you after we do that. So, kids, you can go back to your parents now, and then you guys can come up together, and we'll do that right now. Chad's going to help me. So let's pray. Father, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for all the reminders of all the things that we ought to be thankful for, not the least of which is the fact that we're living in this free country and so many have paid this price for us. But the fact is that you've called us into an unbelievable freedom, a freedom from the penalty of sin, the freedom from sin itself, and the promise of life everlasting because of the price that you paid
the price that your Son paid for us. And so this morning, as we receive these symbolic elements, these things that remind us of the blood that you shed and the body that was broken, I pray that you'd help us to do it with this incredible thankfulness and incredible joy that we can celebrate this sacrifice, this price that you paid for us, and we can do it, as you said, until you come again. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So come, as we always do, up through the middle, and then return to your seats, and we'll all receive together then.
So on this Memorial Day, we remember. Jesus told us that we would remember Him as often as we did this. I think we're prone to forget, right? That's why it's good to have days like Memorial Day. It's good to have other holidays that remind us to celebrate, to remember. And I think Jesus knew that we were prone to forget. Or just not, maybe not forget, but just not actively remember, right? The fact is, the price that He paid is, and the life that He offers us is the only way that we can even be sitting here today. The life that He offers is true and real life. And He offers that through His broken body, which was broken for you. Eat in remembrance of Him. And then, the fact that He could come to pay the penalty for the sins that we committed. He didn't commit any of His own, but the sins that we committed, He came and paid that price for us. And it wasn't just the price of covering over sin, but it was the price of removing sin. It was the price of cleansing from sin. So Jesus came and shed His blood that our sin could be washed away. Washed away. And that we would be given a life that we couldn't have without Him. The life is in the blood. Jesus said, or in the book of Hebrews says, that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. What the blood of bulls and goats could not do, Jesus' blood can do. It can remove our sin and our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. And that's forever.
drink in remembrance of Him and the blood that He shed for you. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for, again, as we've said multiple times, and we never want to tire of saying that we're thankful for Your Son, Jesus, and all the price that He paid for us. The way that He laid down His life, that no one took it from Him, but He laid His life down for us, that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly, as Jesus said. So we're thankful for that. That we can be in Christ, and through that union with Him, have a life that is both now and eternal. And we're thankful for that. We're thankful that You told Nicodemus that if we were born again, if we believed in You, if we trusted in You, we could have life that would be everlasting, eternal life, and we're thankful for that. So on this Memorial Day, help us to remember many things and help us not to forget the price that You paid for us. Thank You, Jesus. We pray these things in Your name. Amen. Okay, so one last thing that we're going to remember today. First of all, you're probably going to remember this is the shortest sermon I've ever preached. Okay, so don't get too happy about that. That may not be a Memorial Day thing. I don't know. It might be, but it might not be. But here's the thing that's also going to remind us. It's kind of like transitioning from the video we showed, and then you go into the, you know, kind of the normal announcements. It's kind of tough to transition out of this, you know, out of this, and then just go into something fun. But we got something fun, okay? And this is going to be to help you remember that you have the best pastoral staff in the history of churches of less than 100. Okay, I can't say about churches more than 100, but I can say about this one, that churches less than 100, you have the best, bar none. And today, in the lobby, they'll be providing each one of you either a King of Pops popsicle or a bomb pop. It depends on what you want to choose. No? Or something else that Roderick got at the store. Okay, and it's going to be really cool because Roderick got it at the store. So, okay, so go to the lobby, enjoy, have a great day with your family tomorrow, enjoy Memorial Day. We'll see you next week.